Future in Jeopardy. The future of the historic all-ages punk venue located at 924 Gilman, also known as 924 Gilman, is in jeopardy because its landlord is upping its rent by about $3,000 a month starting July 1st. The venue's rent has been increased yearly since it opened its doors in 1987. But this year's raise is the biggest ever by far, costing an extra $31,000 annually. The volunteer-run alcohol-free venue opened more than 20 years ago in a former auto shop and helped launch the careers of such notable local bands as Green Day, AFI, Operation Ivy, and Rancid. The Berkeley venue is seeking donations to help cover this cost and is offering t-shirts and tote bags to those who donate more than $25. I quote, "Once it goes into effect, the clock will begin to tick away as we struggle to generate the extra $31,000 a year needed to cover this massive increase," end quote, said a blog post on 924 Gilman's website. In 2006, the iconic New York live music venue CBGB's was forced to shut down its doors as well following a similar rent increase. And that concludes our news for this Sunday afternoon. Speaking of Sunday, let's first check in with the weather. Tonight, we're going to have a clear sky all up and down the peninsula and the central coast here, all the way up and through San Francisco. We'll see lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s, northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Monday, it's going to be sunny again, highs in the lower 60s to mid 70s. A little bit windy between 5 and 10 miles an hour, northwest winds. Monday night, getting a little cooler again, lows in the 40s and lower 50s with some patchy fog. Tuesday, a little change, partly cloudy with some patchy fog in the morning, highs in the 50s to lower 70s. And Tuesday night, clearing up again, a little bit of patchy fog, but lows in the low 40s. And for our final bit of business, let's check out what's going on in traffic around the San Francisco and Peninsula area. In Oakland, I-80 and eastbound 580, we have a disabled vehicle. We also have a traffic hazard of a loose animal. That was a report just a few minutes ago from the I-80 westbound toll plaza in Oakland. Also, we have a couple collisions on I-80 and 580. Those are over by the Fremont Street, San Francisco exit. And we also have a story at 101. I'm sorry, this is Story Road at 101 down in San Jose. We have a little bit of slow traffic with some police given traffic control. And let's see, anything else? Not much going on this time of the day. So without any further ado, I'd like to remind you that this is DJ Shane. You can give a call in if you want to talk to me, 415-341-1199. That's 415-341-1199. I'm going to be reaching out from to a band from Texas named Hacienda over the phone not too long from now. We had a couple of their label mates on here not too long ago, but we're going to chat with them and play some of their tunes. And also, let's see what we can play here in the meantime. This is DJ Shane, and I hope you enjoy what's coming up next. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
to Pyrocat Radio, 89.3 KPDO in Pescadero. This is DJ Shane once again. Thanks for tuning in. Let's see what we got going on. We just had some Machine Drum. That's a new one here at the studio. A little bit of electronica. What else did we have? We had another little bit of a hip-hop sort of sound is 40 Winks. That was the track Melancholia. Another new track here at the station. And then a bit of an oldie, Amon Tobin, one of the old Ninja Wax, one of the newer Ninja Wax compilations here. That was the Verbal remix. Anyways, let's play a quick PSA, and then I got a new local artist, Bad Mammal. I got a track from him. This is DJ Shane once again.
Exposure to art is important, particularly early in life. To learn more about how you or someone you know can get more involved, go to AmericansForTheArts.org. That's AmericansForTheArts.org. This public service announcement brought to you from your friends at Pirate Cat Radio, 89.3 FM, KPDO, Pescadero.
Then he shows in the darkness of the forest. A child wanders from a hard soil. A strong spirit grows. But do you know the power? A secret holds the roar of the first lion.
This is DJ Shane on Progressive Progressions. It is an awesome Sunday afternoon, evening elsewhere in the country here. And I have Rene Villanueva of a Texas-based band called Hacienda, or Hacienda if you are from Spain. Anyways, Rene, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Awesome, awesome. So, Rene, we had a couple label mates of yours on here couple weeks ago, and then we got a request for you to come on Pirate Cat. But anyways, you guys are based out of San Antonio, Texas, and are doing some business out here in California and also the West Coast. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Cool. So you have any shows coming up here? Let's see. We have Santa Barbara is tomorrow, actually, and you'll be in the city here on May 4th. That's Tuesday. Are you stoked to play at the Independent?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yeah, we just came into Santa Barbara right now. Just checked into the hotel.
So. Cool. All right,
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to bring up the volume a little bit here. I'm having a little trouble hearing.
Hello.
All right, I think that's better. Renee, you still with us?
What's that?
You still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
All
right,
awesome, awesome. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about how you guys came together and what your plans are for the next 6 months or so on the road here.
Well, let's see. Everybody in the band is related. We kind of came together as we were born. And we've been doing music in different forms our entire lives. And then about 2005, we started to actually make a band, a rock and roll band. And we've been kind of just doing that ever since. Put out two records on a live. Our second one came out on April 6th, called Big Red and Barbacoa. And, yeah, man, it's just all about good rock and roll, like everything we like to listen to.
I have to be honest, I don't know too much about the San Antonio scene. I mean, most of the music is coming out of Austin these days in Texas, right?
Yeah, well, San Antonio's got a lot of people and a lot of talented people, but it doesn't have sort of the network and the fame that Austin does. So a lot of times I think San Antonio musicians go out to Austin to get started. I know that's what we did. Our first shows were actually played in Austin. But yeah, San Antonio scene is San Antonio's got a long history of really awesome music with Doug Somm and a lot of Robert Johnson recorded some stuff there. And yeah, there's a long history of good rock and roll and jazz and blues all throughout San Antonio.
Nice, nice.
You kind of have to dig for it a bit.
So, what have you guys played out in San Francisco before? I know I mentioned before that you have a show coming up on Tuesday here in the Independent, which is a really cool place. But have you guys played in the city here yet?
We played Muddy Waters Coffee House in Santa Barbara with Alberta Cross in early January, and we played San Francisco. We played Bimbos with Dan Auerbach, and we played End of the Street, I think it's called, with Alberta Cross as well this year.
Now, Alberta Cross, I had seen them at Bonnaroo last year. Are they from San Antonio, or are they from somewhere else down south?
I think they're from all over. Their drummer's actually from Santa Barbara.
Ah, okay.
But their singer's from England, and they have some people from New York. They're just kind of a world band. As in, they people from all over the world, not world music.
All right, I gotcha. So, let's see. We have, certainly we have some time to play some of the Hacienda tracks. I have a link up on the MySpace page, and we can play just about any tune we want. What would you like to showcase, if you had to pick one or two of your tracks?
I don't know, man. If you're picking one off the MySpace, I think there's a tune there called The Younger Days.
Mm-hmm.
Should be.
Yep.
And, yeah, why don't we try that one? That was a good rock and roll number.
Okay, so let's cue that one up. And let's see what else we'll pick here. How about As You Like It?
Sounds great, man.
All right. So, Renee, man, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. I'm going to do my best to make it out to the show in the Independent this week.
Oh, no problem.
And,
sounds great, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hope to see you guys. Thanks again for calling into Pyrocat. If you guys are in and you have some time, certainly stop by the studio. We got all kinds of cool stuff. You might have heard of our Maple Bacon Latte, but it is pretty banging, as they say.
Cool.
Yeah, so stop on by.
We'll do that.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with your show. Good luck with the rest of the tour. And stop on by anytime.
Cool, man. Take it easy.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
And there you have that. That was Renee from the Texas-based group Hacienda. And here we go. We're going to play a quick track from them. And then we'll see how much time we get. And maybe we'll get into some more new local rock here with Pirate Cat Radio. This is Pirate Cat Radio, of course, also KPDO in Pescadero 89.3. Thanks for tuning in.
that I know. The closer I move, the further it goes. I think I'll just stay in bed. Hear me crying. Oh, oh, oh. Dark is the path, the light is a room. If you hold it back, it isn't too soon to tell me to think it again. And I'm crying.
Hey, it's me. Shown you some great times, given you some fish. Do me a favor, don't pollute me. This public service announcement is brought to you by our friends at KPDO, 89.3 FM in Pescadero and Pirate Cat Radio in San Francisco.
This is DJ Shane, Progressive Progressions on 89.3 KPDO in Pescadero, Pirate Cat Radio over at piratecatradio.com. I wanted to thank you for listening to myself and Rene Villanueva from Hacienda. We just heard a couple tracks from them. That was As You Like It, and then beforehand, Hear Me Crying, both us dreaming off their MySpace page. Thanks to Rene, and I hope they have a great show on Tuesday. It's 8 p.m. over at the Independent here in San Francisco. So hopefully you guys can check out that cool, chill Southern Texas rock. And also, what else is going on this week? This week's pretty crazy. All kinds of craziness going on. Hopefully yours truly will be hearing back on a job interview outcome and rolling out a new Pirate Cat Radio website over at piratecatradio.com. Hanging out with Monkey over in his KPDO party. And that's next Saturday over in Pescadero, down at the new Pirate Cat Radio studio. Well, it's not a Pirate Cat Radio studio. It's actually a KPDO studio. But a lot of the cats here at Pirate Cat are going to be pitching in to help bring up that new station. And hopefully everything goes well. I'm sure it will. Let's see. Before that, not too long ago, we had Mark Matos and the Os Beaches. And that was High Priest of the Mission. And before that, we had a Bad Mammal track. He's a local artist with Gandhi's Harem. And that was from a new unreleased disc, Deso Brigamento. And we're going to play another track off of that real quick. And that is going to be titled I Know You Well. And this is kind of departing from that chill rock sound, but I just wanted to throw Bad Mammal in there because I listened to a few tracks and I don't know, I'm just feeling like it. This is DJ Shane once again. You can certainly give a call in if you have any really burning desires to hear some particular track over at 415-341-1199. That's 415-341-1199. Thank you. sorry, DJ Shane interrupting Bad Mammal here. I just came across some awesome opportunity for tickets. We have the Red Sparrows this Friday, May the 7th. That's at the Great American Music Hall. Please give a call in. Do 415-341-1199. That's 415-341-1199. Grab yourself a pair of tickets to the Red Sparrows and Fang Island over at the Great American Music Hall. That's an 8 p.m. show this Friday, May the 7th. Also happens to be my sister's birthday. She should be turning 20. And as DJ Shane, got a couple more minutes. What I'm going to do is play another new track here at the studio. And we have a Caribou album here, Andorra. So let's bring that one on here. And thanks for tuning in to Progressive Progressions. And it's been real. See you later.
In the Pirate Cat Cafe on the corner of 21st and Florida Street in San Francisco. On April 25th, Robin Rendell will be interviewed in the studio during office hours from 9 to 11 a.m. Love Star will be performing live in the cafe from 8 to 10 p.m. on Nocturna. And this Sunday, we bring you Trainwreck Riders album, The Purge, on long play from 10 p.m. till midnight.
Sit tight and hold on for your weekly edition of new tunes from our music director, Catherine.
That's all for today. Hope you guys have a great week.
Welcome to another edition of New Music at Pirate Cat Radio. I'm your music director, Catherine. And the first track I've got for you is by an international group called Jacuzzi. This track is called Lost on the Bass. It's off their album Barefoot Wanderer.
We stay lost in the bass instead. Lost in the bass instead. We stay lost in the bass instead.
If you like that, be sure to check out their full-length release out on B-Pitch Control on April 19th. Coming up next is a band called The Secret History. This track is called Our Lady of Stalingrad, and it's out on the album The World That Never Was.
Return to me.
Our last song of the day is by New Zealand band The Ruby Suns. This track is called Mingus and Pike. It's off their recent album Fight Softly, released on Sub Pop Records in March. Be sure to tune in next week for more music at Pirate Cat Radio.
Down the stairs into the basement. Sign me up.